know who you came here to see. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now let me see you get loose.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday here. Nathan Zegura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Browns must be down to 75 on their active roster by 4 o'clock today. They've already made some moves to that effect. They have placed Michael Bowie on season-ending injured reserve, Connor Shaw also on season-ending injured reserve, and they've placed on the reserve non-football injury list defensive back Ifo, tight end Randall Telfer, and running back Glenn Winston. And no, I'm not going to go through the
Ifo Ekpre Olumu.
Players placed on the reserve non-football injury are eligible to return to practice anytime between week 6 and 11. Once the player returns to practice, he must be activated within 3 weeks or they will remain on the reserve list. Players placed in reserve injured are out for the season. Browns roster currently at 79 players. All NFL rosters must have a maximum of 75 by 4 today. So 4 more moves coming. There has been speculation amongst reporters that Ishmaili Kitchen has been released. We cannot confirm that at this time, but all that news will be out by 4 o'clock today, and the Browns will be at 75 men.
Yeah, it's an interesting day, and it's not ideal for Mike Patton. It's not ideal for Ray Farmer and these coaches that have to tell guys that you know, they've built a bond with, some through years, some through the last 5 or 6 months between OTAs, mini camp, and now training camp. That's you get to know these guys, where they come from, what makes them tick, and then all of a sudden you have to part ways. But both the players and the coaches know this is part of the business, and it's a frustrating time. And this cut. Is much simpler than the next cut. The next cut, there are 8 to 10 gentlemen that were, will definitely not be in a Browns uniform. And when I say that, 53 would make an active roster, and 10 would be on the practice squad and still essentially under contract with the Browns in some way, shape, and form. So, not ideal, but as we've said all offseason long, as we try to construct our own 53, much more competitive roster. The fact that this team has to give up players that can play football in the National Football League is a good sign of where this football team is headed.
It is a good sign. And when you see a veteran like Fred Jackson, or even the rumors right now of perhaps Ishmaili Kitchen being released by the Browns, is that done to give them more time? Because I think he's probably one of the best 75 guys on the team, just to give them more time to find a home somewhere else.
It is. More time for them to find a home. And then with them being signed, most likely, very soon, not participate in Thursday's preseason game once they make it through waivers, which would be basically consume most of Wednesday. But you'd love to have him in your building, get him signed up, and get him, if a guy like Ishmaili Kitchen or Fred Jackson is going to be active and on the 45 for week one, they've got to dive in and catch up as much as they can into that new playbook and get their bearings, kind of with them as they're... You're shifting your life from living in one city. In Kitch's case, living here, being from here, Ohio, Youngstown product, so on and so forth, and then now, moving it to any other 31 places. It's always difficult, and the more you can make it about business, the better. The less emotional and mental connection that you have to an area kind of tugs on your heartstrings. But The fact that the season's right around the corner will mentally shift him into a mentality that, hey, this is my job, this is my career. In some cases, it only consumes 5 to 12 years of your life, and it's worth it for what the guys are being paid.
Did you what's going through the locker room on a day like this when, guys are getting released, guys that had been out there with you every single day, all of a sudden, you went from 90 to 75, so 15 guys who have been here for the majority of the time are all of a sudden gone.
On days like today, it's not that difficult. And I hate to say this, as much as the teammates, love and appreciate each other, and as I mentioned, you grow that bond, this is an easy cut for a lot of teams. If Carlos Dansby or Joe Hayden had to, construct the roster, a lot of the moves that we've made thus far make sense. Adding guys to the injured reserve, throwing guys on the reserve list for a return makes a lot of sense. And some of the guys that you and I could have just said, you knew it. What there's no chance, you know. And again, Josh Lenz, a guy that's probably still going to be on the 75 going into the Chicago game on Thursday night, probably still has a 0% chance of making the team. So
could make the practice squad.
Yeah, but could make the practice squad. So there's conversations being had, you know, between
Taco
guys.
Bell.
But it's easy to say goodbye to some of those guys. It's tough to say goodbye to a guy like Kitch. But the optimism lies in that he'll catch on somewhere because he can. He is, you know, he's getting caught up in a numbers game here.
Yep.
Because of how deep defensive line is. I'm sorry. That he'll catch on somewhere else. He'll be on an active roster and continue his NFL career, just not here in Cleveland.
So when you look at what's happened so far, and we saw all the veterans that were brought in, those were guys that were brought in to be camp bodies because they knew they could come in. They didn't need as much coaching up because they'd played in the league so long. Your Aaron Ross, your Everett Brown, your Moise Foku, those guys have all come in. They're gone. So we haven't really seen much on the young side of things other than Shane Wynn, which was an interesting one because there was a guy that, you know, caught the touchdown from Johnny Manziel against Buffalo. You could tell he was very well liked by his teammates, was a good local story, but ultimately the numbers game there, that you can only have so many receivers on the roster going into the 75 cutdown. From today, again, so this means that Glenn Winston, Randall Telfer, Ifo, they'll all be here when the season opens. They all have the opportunity to come back between weeks 6 and 11. Once the player returns practice, must be activated within 3 weeks or they remain on the reserve list. If they remain on that list, then they are out for the season. So right now, the two people we know that are done for the year, Connor Shaw and Michael Bowie. Now, Bowie's an interesting one. Had what you'd call, to be objective about it, a rough preseason so far. Injured a shoulder. Now, it's the opposite shoulder that was injured that caused him to miss all of last year. But this offensive line now, I think you only have six guys that you know are making this team. And then after that, it's wide open. And I think it's going to be a very interesting competition to see who makes this team at wide receiver, if that person is even here right now. Because, you know, you can sign guys that are cut by other teams. But right now, you'd have to think that Kareem Barton, Earl Ladson, Andrew McDonald, Darian Miller, a Vinston Painter are probably competing for that final spot or two spots now along that offensive line.
Most definitely. And that's why I believe if Coach Moeller has really taken to a guy who's had a solid training camp and projected well into those preseason games and coming out as a solid contributor, and we know that this staff, and Mike Pettine alludes to it a lot, that the grading system, you know, it might not look in the game like he played very well, sometimes because there's some sieves on that second offensive line and that third offensive line where you've got to grade each guy individually. So they might grade out extremely well, and that, you know, is really what they're going to make this team on. But there are going to be, you know, cap saving issues, you know, that are going to be released by other teams that are going to be very attractive. Now, do you keep, you know, a Vincent Painter or one of these other guys, you know, that are young and developing in the National Football League over a guy that, I don't know, Tennessee or Houston cuts that's got 3 or 4 years of playing experience in the National Football League, but you can get them, you know, signed over here for a vet minimum deal of, you know, $500,000-$600,000, and you've significantly upgraded your room and you feel a heck of a lot more secure about that offensive line and the depth with the guy behind the starters.
And it seems really, when you look at it now, the Cam Irving, maybe it didn't need to be a first-round pick, but getting somebody in here that you can count on was very important in this draft. Because
absolutely,
all of a sudden, the depth on that offensive line is a little scary.
That's
right now.
Yeah.
You can handle one guy going down,
right,
but a two going down at this point would be a cause for concern for this line.
Exactly, and that's why, you know, nothing against any of the guys, you know, chomping at the bit to make this Browns roster, but why I feel going out and getting a vet, you're bridging that gap, that drop-off. The drop-off as of now is significant between ones and twos. You know, maybe not to Cam Irving, but in some cases to the other guys. Had there be a, you know, a second guy that gets injured and has to play a quarter or spot duty or start a game or something like that for this football team, you'd like to have the experience and not the significant drop-off, because then it has a kind of like a trickle-down effect into what you can do offensively. You know, you can't run one way because, you know, this guy's a liability. That means Coach Flip is creating a game plan to take that liability into that football game. He has to be protected. You have to keep a back in the background, or a tight end has to chip a guy before he gets out into a route, which negates some of what you can do offensively and how explosive you can be.
how protected your quarterback's going to be. A lot of factors going there. So I think that becomes a very intriguing thing and a point of emphasis to watch for people on Thursday night for the Browns and the Bears. If we get information as it comes in during this show about some of the cuts and the roster moves of the Cleveland Browns, we certainly will let you know while we were on the air. Coming up today, we are going to hear from as well the following: Thaddeus Lewis. We're going to hear from Barkevious Mingo. We'll also have the staff writer roundtable when Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones will join us at 2 o'clock. So we've got that. We're going to go around the league as well. So a lot to get to here today. We also want to take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. And you and I need to go through the Tampa Bay game and hand out some of our grades on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And also kind of talk about who stood out, who didn't, what you need to see here going forward into this final preseason tune-up. Because really, it's such an interesting game, and I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit, and we'll talk about it more as the week goes on, but there's no other game like it in the NFL season.
No, there's not.
Because half of your team, or a good chunk of your team, doesn't care and isn't playing.
Right.
You know, maybe they'll care to help the other guys on the
team.
They're going to be engaged, but it's not like they're not flying to the Joe Haydens and Joe Thomases and Josh McCowns aren't flying to Chicago with that intensity, with that amped up feeling.
Right.
You know, all right, we're going to go on there. We're going to go to battle for 60 minutes. They're going to go. They're not playing.
Right. They might not be in uniform.
They're not. Right. They're probably going to be chilling.
Right.
And then you've got guys who are literally fighting for their football lives to extend their careers in the profession that they have chosen to pursue, whether it be for the Browns, whether it be for another team. But this game means more to them than any game that they've probably played in at any point in their careers, other than maybe a national championship game or a big bowl game in college.
It does. And, you know, something that I've talked about before is, you hope that the young players that will be, you know, making up the majority of the game, you know, on Thursday night, looked at how the pros, the starters for this football team, looked at the Tampa Bay trip as an opportunity to showcase their offense, defense, and special teams. You know, their demeanor getting on the plane, their demeanor in the hotel, in the meetings, in their approach, you know, to, you know, Raymond James Stadium, how they warmed up, all those things that I used to do. You know, you look to other players. And because we played high quality football in that first half and in that first drive of the second half, and that just doesn't happen with the flick of a switch. That means
right.
These guys were mentally into the game plan. They were focused on going out and executing. They were taking advantage of their abilities versus their opponents, and looked at it as a business trip, because otherwise you have nothing to go off. We're still, you know, we've got oodles of concern about this football team. You know, can we throw the ball, the run game, the pass protection, setting the edge, are the DBs healthy? Although if we had not come out the way we did, we have all those questions. And so you look for these young guys to grasp onto that and block out the fact that now those guys are not creating the template for me to follow, but they're there to support me. They're there, to, you know, they become the cheerleaders, because you're still technically representing the Cleveland Browns. And for some of those vets who won't be participating, they know who ultimately can be the difference maker for this football team. And you'll see a guy like Danny Shelton or Phil Taylor or John Hughes kind of working with a Jamie Meter and say, this is the tech. And because you know he can be a participant on your football team on that active 53, and you want to help him continue to put out a great product on Thursday night.
If you were in the situation, you're one of these young guys, are you trying to make a big play? Are you trying to get a sack? Are you trying to force a fumble? Are you trying to get an interception? Are you trying to make a game-changing play? Because this is probably the most pressure that these guys have been under since coming to the NFL for a lot of these, for rookies especially, competing to make this team.
You definitely are. You want to make a splash because, you know, the NFL is especially, and their fans love the splash play, the chunk runs, you know, the big the pass breakups, the interception, the sack. That makes up the star power of the National Football League, the guys that can do that most frequently. And of course these guys want to do it, but, you know, one word to the wise is that play within yourself and play within the scheme, because Jim O'Neill and John DeFilippo are going to put you in opportunities to succeed and showcase your ability. When you press to make that play, in most cases, is when you're not playing the proper technique, is when you're not running the right route or to the right depth, and you're so focused on turning and running, and you haven't caught the football yet, and it leads to a drop, and that might be your fastest ticket out of town.
Yeah.
Whereas make
Fine
that catch,
line.
Secure it, then make the – so, yes, there will be guys pressing, but press within the scheme and press within yourself. And in most cases, the plays will just naturally happen within our scheme.
As long as you're trusting your technique, trusting your coaching, and then you make the big plays. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into our offensive grades. We'll go through the offensive side of the football quickly at 1:30. Thad Lewis will be on the show as well. So a lot to get to here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.